USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential contender Bernie Sanders is back on the campaign trail after being sidelined by a heart attack. He told a crowd of supporters in New York he's feeling great.
When I look at this huge crowd, brothers and sisters, I have no doubt that the political revolution is going to sweep this country.
Julia Manchester is a reporter for The Hill. She says backing by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is helpful for Sanders.
We'll really have to see, because we've still seen that Elizabeth Warren has been able to withstand a lot of that and continue to build her campaign and build her momentum based on that powerful on-the-ground grassroots campaign style she has.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, I additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A downgraded tropical storm Nestor is now blowing across the Florida panhandle. The storm surge warnings have now been dropped, but there are still high winds and heavy rain. The winds prompted New Orleans to delay until tomorrow the demolition of two construction cranes that were compromised in the deadly collapse of a hotel project. Fire Chief Tim McConnell.
It is a damaged crane. You're not bringing down something that's new construction. This thing is being brought down because it is highly damaged. It is a situation that will adjust, and that's why it's dangerous to do what they're doing, and it'll be dangerous when it happens.
The European Union is now calling on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to clarify, less than 2 weeks from a Brexit deadline. Johnson is rejecting a vote in Parliament that the deadline be pushed back.
I will not negotiate a delay with the EU.
Even though British law says he is compelled to do just that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Australian researchers have found overweight people develop fat in the lungs, which can make it harder for them to breathe. John Clemens reports.
Besides the fat found in their lungs, researchers have also found overweight people who suffer from asthma also had fat accumulations in their arteries. The complete study is published in the European Respiratory Journal that reports fatty tissue clogs up the airway walls that restrict the supply of oxygen in people with a high body mass index. Past research had suggested that the lungs become compressed under the excess load being exerted upon them by those diagnosed as obese. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
After 33 deaths and hundreds of illnesses, a well-known vaping company is discontinuing many of its items. With more, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Juul Labs stopped selling fruit and dessert flavors, now acknowledging the public's lack of trust in the entire vaping industry. The voluntary step is the company's latest attempt to weather a growing political backlash that blames its flavored nicotine products for hooking a generation of teenagers on electronic cigarettes. Juul, the best-selling e-cigarette brand in the United States, has been besieged by scrutiny, including multiple investigations by Congress, federal agencies, and several state attorney generals. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.